The first marriage occurred between Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Undoubtedly, it was a perfect marriage because everything the Lord creates is perfect. Unfortunately, the devil gained entrance and destroyed this perfect marriage by deceiving Eve into eating the forbidden fruit, which she eventually passed to her husband. Just like the marriage in the Garden of Eden, many God-approved and endorsed marriages are hitting the rock, not because the Lord is no longer with the couples, or the couples are not meant for one another, but because a lot of believers are not aware of the channel the devil uses to gain access to destroy marriages. Obviously, Eve was deceived by the serpent to eat the forbidden fruit because the serpent was more cunning than other beasts of the field, Genesis 3:1-5. But the truth is, this deception would have been of no effect if effective communication had occurred between Adam and Eve. When effective communication occurs between husband and wife, nothing is done without the knowledge of both parties, and no idea or opportunity will be accepted without both parties deliberating and deciding on it. Unfortunately, such effective communication didn't exist between Adam and Eve, which was why Eve could believe the words of the serpent without seeking the opinion of Adam. The serpent saw this loophole and came when Adam was not with her. If Eve had told the serpent, "Wait, let me inform my husband before eating the fruit," the serpent could have been terrified and departed without achieving its goals, because deceivers don't always want a third party to hear about whatever opportunity they are trying to present to you. In like manner, anytime anyone presents fake juicy opportunities, and you inform them that you will carry a more mature person along, they become uncomfortable and run away. The serpent could have left Eve alone if Eve had said, "Would need to inform my husband before eating the fruit." With this understanding, the fundamental problem of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden was a lack of effective communication, and it allowed the serpent to carry out his operations without fail. A lack of effective communication between God and us allows the devil to lure us into sin. This is the main reason every believer must guide their walk with God jealously by constantly communicating with God, because an effective prayer life kills the urges for sin. But when you get separated from God by not taking your prayer life seriously again, you are prone to committing sin. In the same vein, when you look at almost all marriages hitting the rock today, you will find traces of a lack of effective communication, because when there is a break in communication or when effective communication does not exist, the devil gains access to wreak havoc. A lack of effective communication manifests in countless ways. For instance, any time you choose to hide something from your partner, a lack of effective communication has taken place, which will eventually open the door for the devil to penetrate. You may think you are wise by trying to hide certain information from your partner, but such wisdom is not from the Lord. I understand some partners can be troublesome, and the perfect way to cope with them is to hide information, but if care is not taken, the devil will gain unhindered access. This is the main reason why wisdom teaches us not to marry someone we cannot communicate with effectively. My advice to all singles trusting God to get it right at the marriage junction is to marry someone willing to communicate with them effectively. Visions and revelations are not enough to know a perfect partner. There are many other factors to consider, even if all you see in your dreams and visions are positive. I must be honest, the devil can be easily chased away in a home where effective communication exists. Effective communication in relationships weakens the devil and destroys his agenda. The question is, what is effective communication? Effective communication is more than a conversation between two or more people. It's an unhindered communication based on honor and honesty. So, honor and honesty are the two pillars of effective communication in any relationship. Anyone whose words are not seasoned with grace and honor is not communicating effectively, because the recipients of those words will not respond excellently. In addition, anyone who is not being truthful in communication is not an effective communicator. Talking about our walk with God, a serious believer honors the Lord with his prayer life and becomes more transparent whenever he finds himself in the presence of the Lord, which is why the psalmist says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart, try me and know my anxious thoughts. And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Psalm 139 verses 23-24. Concerning marriages, when you look at most marriages facing challenges, it's either you see dishonor or dishonesty as the fundamental issues in those marriages, and, in some cases, you see both. The devil will have a full ride with either or both factors at work. For instance, dishonesty or dishonor must have occurred before infidelity occurs in a marriage. As a man, when you see another lady sending ungodly signals, and immediately you open up to your spouse, you have blocked the devil from gaining access to your family. But the moment you begin to hide such moves from your partner, you have opened the door for the devil to come in. Many Christian women commit adultery because they fail to open up early enough to their husbands when they get unholy signals from men. There are couples building houses and doing other amazing things without the knowledge of their partners, without them knowing that such acts are a crack in the wall that the devil wants to see in order to penetrate. The devil is moving around, looking for marriages to destroy. One of the ways you can guide and save your marriage from his attack is to cultivate the habit of honoring your partner and being more transparent, which are signs of brokenness. You should never encourage anything that will make you dishonor your partner and be less transparent to him, her. This way, you are creating room for effective communication and allowing the presence of God to become a third force that will strengthen the cord of your marriage and make it unbreakable. Remember, the Bible says, though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken, Ecclesiastes 4:12. Effective communication freely allows the presence of the Holy Spirit in your marriage to become the third force to strengthen your relationship. In conclusion, a lack of effective communication between Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden allowed the devil to successfully deceive Eve into eating the forbidden fruit, and it's also one of the main reasons the devil is luring us into sin and causing separation between us and God. Most marriages are also hitting the rock because of a lack of effective communication. The pillars of effective communication are honor and honesty, which are signs of the fear of God you must see in anyone you want to marry as a child of God. Lastly, at no point should you encourage anything that will make you dishonor your partner and be less transparent to him, or if you do not want the devil to penetrate.